didn't you just drain it through a hopper like that?
Yeah, that's right, that's the way. And get your white ratings out, your aces up in there. Put them down in your kettle, you know, dinner kettle. So it was old black and it weren't there to steer and nothing like that. My sister still does that.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. She makes hominy. I've got some hominy. Yeah.
Was it a great big black?
Well, sometimes she'd use it in a wash kettle, you know.
Okay.
On
that's
outside, you know.
That's right. I was going to ask because we had the big wash kettles outside we never made hominy in them. We used them for the laundry and for killing hogs.
Yeah.
You know those things? I don't know what happened to ours. We had four of them. But those things are selling for $50 a piece nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And people used to just have them all over the place. Everybody used to have them.
You may not believe, but I got the first wife given me and my husband got, and it was we bought it as a sale. It's down there. It's
you bought it used then, huh?
Yeah, it was done used. Used it for so many years.
Well, I guess that's something that you can't hardly wear out.
Well, it's just on that you take care of it, but you can leave it out and get it rusty, you know, and that thing.
I remember we used to have those things. You couldn't move them around very much. I don't know how much one of them would weigh, but they
Not get some old rocks, set the legs on, you know, to build your cars. Those would be up high.
Yeah, that was a big thing. We used to kill hogs on the first frosty morning every fall.
Yeah, and scrape them yourself.
That was by noon we would have put in a day's work, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I had forgotten about that till.
Yeah, it was ready to sell meat, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I got in an argument with my wife about that. She likes to have beef, you know. And we didn't ever own enough land to run cattle, so we always had three or four old hogs, and I got so used to eating pork that I'm just not real crazy about any kind of.
I don't like beef nice because I do pork.
We raised, and he ate chicken and pork, and that's about
Lord,
all.
Lord, you ready to take grease out? Lard, it was wrong. It sure was sticky. What we
sick,
use now.
Get sick on those crackling.
I love crackling bread. Did you ever eat any crackling bread?
And we'd fish those fish cracklings out of that pot while they were still hot.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't hold them, you know.
And put your little salt cup with that. Very good. People don't know what eating is now.
What about, we were talking about chairs a minute ago. What would you call it? Something like this that I'm sitting on?
I don't know what we, what you call it now.
Well,
we never did have nothing like that. I didn't.
Where would you call something like this now? Would you call it a couch or a sofa or a davenport?
I'm best called a couch, but I don't know.
Okay.
I can't even watch the use of a couch.
Chairs is all I ever had.
Most of the older houses. Now the house that I grew up in was my granddad's house, and it had big rooms. You'd have a bed, but it'd also have two or three chairs and a table, you know, and a few things like that.
Oh yeah.
But there wasn't room for a big piece of furniture like this in it.
I was saying, you had to have different beds, you know, and everything. Now, we don't have no beds in our living room at all, you know.
We had one room out on the front of the house that we called the parlor that we never used. But that if the preacher came or something like that, we'd all go out and have to unlock it and go in. We kept it locked all the time.
Yeah,
so it stayed clean.